previous occasions. When it comes to washing.
Good evening once more, and Lord welcomes you.
I thank you for your meeting. I too embrace you all.
Thank you.
I know there's a within your hearts and your thoughts lies much confusion on earthly matters which are occurring on your earthly.
Yes, you're quite right. There is a lot of confusion and a lot of concern.
I do not wish to enter into any one subject, but to speak to you generally about these thoughts that you all have. I know that you find it so difficult to look at your lives on a wider scale. I keep telling you these words, but I want you to understand that until you can discard the emotional energy bonds which tie you, then you cannot see the full picture.
Yes, I think we understand that emotion created by the physical thoughts does present a blockage to our understanding of the spiritual needs.
Yes. The emotional body is the one closest to your physical beings. I know you fully understand this, but I have to tell you, to allow that emotional energy to release itself into greater consciousness. In that way, only then will you begin to understand what is happening within your world. You almost, my good friends, are your own.
When it comes to washing.
Yes, I can understand that.
I spoke briefly last time about energy and the need that you have to return to that divine light. You understood me then. What happens is this, that separation to you humans, you find to be unacceptable. Always you seek companionship in one way or another, whether it be the joining of man and wife, whether it be the closeness of brother and sister. It does not matter what the union, but all of you seek for it. And the greater meaning of this is that you seek to return to the divine source of consciousness. So, because of these emotional bonds, you are confining yourselves with the knowledge that needs to be broken apart and freed. We have said that each one of you within this room is joined with each other. But, my good friends, until you achieve that level of consciousness which makes you one unit which is capable of love to all without ties, without demands, then and only then can you go forward. Can you see what I am saying to you?
Well, I don't think we do at the moment, because it would seem that once we're here, in order to fulfill our lives and enjoy them, in any sense, companionship is necessary, in a physical sense.
Yes, it belongs to the physical, but what you need to achieve is this spiritual understanding of why you feel the need.
Yes, the need.
Do you see what I need?
We have to accept that the physical companionship is only second best to the spiritual requirements that we are seeking. Is that what you are saying?
It is the spiritual seeking that creates the physical need.
Mm-hmm.
Too often we see with people's, let me perhaps give you an example. If you take a man and a woman, and the man is dominant within the relationship, too often it would be said he is wrong to be so, what I am trying to tell you is that because you come to this earth plane with full knowledge of what you have to achieve, then the woman in the situation we are speaking of would be fully aware spiritually of what the man is trying to achieve. Sometimes, because of the energies, powerful energies within you all, it creates slight problems for you. Only because you cannot open yourselves to the full knowledge. Now, can you begin to understand what I say to you?
Yes, I think what you are saying is that we concentrate too much upon the physical desire for companionship and happiness without looking inwardly.
Yes.
And finding that happiness in silence, if necessary, and being oneself only.
To be thankful to the one who creates what you would term problems. They may well have come to this earth to help you. Try not to see them as physical problems, because it is love which helps those peoples to help you. Do you follow?
I think we do, but of course again, it is confusing and difficult to understand.
Yes.
So long as we are in the physical envelope. I see what you mean, and I can fully accept it, but it doesn't make it any easier.
I know, but I have to tell you, because I want you all to open up to that greater knowledge within.
So would it be that I beg your pardon?
I want you all to look at relationships you have with each person in this lifetime. I want you to see, to look deeply for the reason behind the association. You can do it. You all can, if you so desire.
You do suffer from problems currently, which are not necessarily between two companions, but of the national problems. So what you are suggesting, if I'm right, is that we have got to look beyond those problems at the reason for which those problems were sent. And are you further suggesting that if we do that, we shall be better able to cope with the physical problems?
My dear friends, that is precisely what I am trying to tell you. I know your hearts are full whenever tragedies strike. Too often, too, when you have your disasters, do we hear why? you allowed yourself the time to look inwards, you would be aware of what is happening. I know, because of your very makeups, it is difficult for you to see anything. But we have spoken many times about what you do, what you sow, have we not?
Yes.
Let me say, there are reasons for all things. I know you will be dismayed to hear such things, but there will always be some distress caused whilst you wear these earthly overcoats, because you do not fully understand what is happening.
So would I be right in thinking then, Sandermatt, that if we were able to look beyond the physical concepts and accept that these things, even though national tragedy almost, that if we look beyond the physical, would we, your companions, let me say, those who wish to help us, would they be better able to impress us in the way in which we should react to solve the physical problems, if we are accepting that they are basically of a spiritual nature?
Yes, because whilst you doubt, whilst you say, why, you are creating negative energies which will keep you jailed to the thought forms that you have.
Yes, so it would seem that you are suggesting if we said, okay, this is a bad problem, it's got to be resolved for the sake of the nation and for the sake of the people who will be penalized if it is not resolved.
Well, they must pay for what has taken place. You must look not to us for the knowledge to change, but each one of you who tread this earth must look inward to himself to find the answers to inspire each other.
And I think I am right in saying that the answers are in each of us. We have to dig them out, is that so?
Yes. I would wish to see all of you examine your own consciousness, to look at your lives as they are this time, to look to your relationships, firstly, to see what each person brings to you or you to them. Do not look on a physical level, but look deeply within, and all of you would find that problems would be transmuted, would dissipate, finished, then and only then can you expand your thoughts to all of the world. Do you see?
Yes, but how can our few thoughts here affect our ministers and leaders, who are the ones who have to make the decisions and take the road to the physical solutions that are going to be needed? How does one influence them?
You must use the power of your thoughts. Again, you use the spiritual energy of the thoughts,
mm-hmm.
not the physical thoughts.
Right.
You understand?
Yes.
In that way can they be influenced. In that way, by using positive thoughts, can we then reach out and use them.
So you would take our thoughts as an avenue towards altering the thoughts of the others, would you?
Yes, we need the energy. That is why I say to you, do not say why.
Just say, well, it's here, let's get on altering it. I have been doing that myself. I hope that all my colleagues now will do it each night.
You must accept that the law will continue. It cannot be altered.
No.
It cannot be changed. And mankind must reap what he sows.
Yes, sir, I fully agree and accept that we are responsible for all the problems which do affect us now upon this earth. Apart from natural disasters, but the others we obviously have been responsible for in the beginning, such as the deforestation which is going on, the feeding of animal products to animals who are normally only grazing animals. It is foreign to their nature to eat such stuff.
I have told you, man throughout his history has been destructive in many ways. But always we look for the spark of light which will change things. And although we speak on dark matters, I want you to realize that there is light. There will be no disaster of this earth. For this we have spoken.
Yes, you have. And so, that's comforting.
Rather, I am concerned with your individual avenues of thought. That no matter what happens on your earthly plane, that no matter what happens in your daily lives, no matter what comes to you before you return home, I want you to look at all things from the spiritual viewpoint. I want you all each day to look inwards, each day to thank that divine consciousness to which you all belong, and of which you have all knowledge, if only you would seek it. I want you to become the shining being that you are.
I think you can be assured that we, all of us, shall be putting our thoughts in the direction that you suggested,
so
that you can use them.
There must not be any negative thoughts if you are to achieve that raised consciousness. You cannot, you mustn't allow negative emotional energies to keep you jailed. My words will encourage you all to do just that.
I'm sure we will. So now it's up to us to start things going in that direction.
But first, look to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You will not heal your world in such a short span of your time. But much is happening, and much has happened to cause this transformation to begin. And although you look upon them as disasters, look inwards and find it within yourselves to say, if that is how it must be, for of consciousness to grow, then I will accept and work towards.
And so if we begin even more looking within ourselves to try and discover the faults and correct them, and use our thoughts that others may be guided to work for humanity instead of profit and politics, you would be able to use their thoughts to assist them to look within themselves. Is that how it will work?
There are many already working to influence your world leaders.
Good.
I have told you this in times past.
Mm-hmm.
But when we have positive energies coming to us, they can be utilized in a much stronger manner. This is something you would not fully understand, but something that must be discussed when we speak more about the energy. It may enlighten you a little more when, as I have said, we will speak one time about the different energies that exist here amongst you.
Yes, we look forward to that.
I know I bring you something each time which is difficult, but I see you beginning to accept, to provide those thoughts within yourself that begins to in the experience of it. Now, I think if you have questions this time, I will be happy to speak about that.
Okay, yes, we do. We have occasions here when people have suffered head injuries, perhaps, from various causes, and go into a very deep coma so that they are, in effect, in the state of a vegetable and unable to communicate in any way. What happens to the spirit during those years of coma? Does it remain within that physical body, or is it taken to your world and cocooned in some way? Because the original body is still alive physically.
Yes, much has been spoken about this subject too. I will say to you that the spirit's body cannot fully leave the physical being, but you are aware that the spirit and the universe are joined by what I know you term as a silver cord.
Yes.
When the physical being is shocked, which it is when there is an injury which you speak of, or accidents, anything which shocks the spirit from the physical being, then what happens is that the spirit will remove itself from the body, but still attached by the cord. It will remain in the limbo, I believe you would say, until such time as the soul decides whether it wishes to remain or to return home. Remember always that the soul has made the decision before coming to the earth, the pathway it has to tread. On occasions such as you speak, when the memories are erased of the soul's desires, then the soul is in a state of confusion. That is why it remains in limbo until such decisions are reached. You understand?
And it would be in close proximity to the physical body, would it stay there in limbo?
Not necessarily.
You see?
Of course, if you can imagine a strong piece of elastic which can stretch and stretch and stretch, the soul can move some distance from the physical being, but at the same time is attached.
But it cannot enter your world?
Of course not.
Yeah.
Only once the cord is severed, will the soul go forward.
Mm-hmm.
So, as you know, when the soul departs the body, even then, if they have no knowledge is the same, except the soul is still attached to the physical being, and that soul must make the decision when the time is right.
I see.
It is the soul's decision. Please always remember this. If the time had come for the soul to depart the physical body, the cord would have been severed.
Mm-hmm.
But as you know, sometimes when the soul leaves the physical being, it does not always want to return. And when it is in a state of confusion, it is a problem to reach that soul to help it. Remember always, we cannot interfere. We can guide, we can influence, but we cannot make the decision for that soul.
And that soul would have been responsible then for the confusion in which it finds itself.
Yes.
Because it would have predetermined that before it came back to Earth, is that so?
Yes. Remember always, the soul, each one of you, has chosen your pathways.
Yes.
Before you come.
And so the soul would have been aware of the accident which was going to cause that confusion.
Yes.
Before it inhabited a physical body.
Yes.
This, of course, we do find difficult to understand why it should give itself that problem and that unhappiness and confusion.
I cannot tell you how to understand these things. I can only tell you to go inwards to understand many things. You have the answers within yourself.
Yes.
But unfortunately, very few of you do so.
Mm-hmm.
I know you find it difficult, and again, here we come to why.
Yes.
Why should this young person suffer so? You do not know. It does not suffer. The soul is in full command of its own existence. It has pre-knowledge of what has to be.
Well, that answers another question which I have been asked. A lady here had a daughter who, in our terms, had a miscarriage, and we know that the child has been nurtured in your world and has returned to say that she's quite happy now. She would have liked to have grown up a little Alyssa, but knew that she would not be able to. So the answer is then that that soul knew that it would not be able to stay, in spite of the physical wanting to.
That child, you have to again look at the spiritual aspect, the wider knowledge. The child who came had reached the point of knowledge of the child-parent relationship, there was no need for the child to be born. You have to understand. Do not think of the soul as a child. Try to see it as the soul. And that very aspect of life itself. It needed the experience only of being within the womb of the mother. To have that union with the parents. And so, the experience of what was needed. In this case, it was for the soul of the child.
Then we come back to thinking of the spiritual rather than the physical.
You have to remember the contract would have been made between all three souls.
I see, yes.
At one time. They may not remember it, but that is what would have happened.
Between the child and the two parents?
Yes.
Okay.
It would have been a contract made between three of them. Nothing in your world happens accidentally. The soul always knows the pathway which is ahead of it.
Okay, so that answers that one then. It may not be within the province of your teaching, but it is something which is of very great concern to this earth now. And that is what is called a mad cow disease, where the animal's brain is infected, and in turn results in the limbs being affected and the death of the animal. It is now thought that that virus can be transmitted to humans, and there is a lot of argument for and against. Are you able to say whether, in fact, it can be transmitted to humans?
I will say only this. When you speak of viruses, you are speaking of something which belongs to your earthly brain. It is not something which stands apart from all other things. As you humans belong to the earth, as do the trees, the flowers, the seas, the lands, so too do your viruses, so do all things belong as one. I will say to you only this. Mankind for too long has interfered with the laws of nature. For too long has mankind presumed to be on a higher level of knowledge. Let me say to you, my good friends, that is not so. So I will say this to you. This virus you speak of within your country at this time is capable of being there are within all of you, within your physiological structures, many aspects that you do not fully understand. A virus is not something to be placed low within your list of what is important. It is part of your earthly plan that it belongs to the structure of all life. It can be transmitted to you humans, but I will say this to you, we do not see that it will be as great a problem as you seem to think it will be. In those peoples, it has created illness. There has been a susceptibility to it. But of course, when mankind has intervened, there has to be reactions to it.
Thank you very much for that answer, and I apologize for having asked you, as I know it's not within your province of teaching, but it is of such great concern to so many people.
Jesus.